What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Syndicate Podcast. This is the inaugural episode of season two. I have a very special guest with me here today. He's absolutely blowing up on YouTube in the online business and the agency space. I have Thomas Ginay. That's how I say it, right?
Yeah.
Thomas. Welcome, Ginay. Man. Yeah. And we were just talking, and I like to kind of just jump right into it. And you're actually the first guest that I have specific things that I want to talk to about. And a lot of it has to do with the type of content that you're making. And a lot of people in the space are starting to see you and they're like, this guy's got something special. And, you know, we'll go into a little bit about, like, if you want to talk about, you know, your story. I know you have a cool one because of what you just told me off camera, but you're blowing up in the space. And I was just telling you, when I saw your stuff, I said, this kid's got it. Like, at some point, like, you know, he might not be yet, because I saw the cold calling video that you did, and you're like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm here, I'm just working. And every so often there are people that come into the space and they kind of change the way things are done, and they improve and they iterate and they make really dope stuff, and they kind of come up. It's kind of like a graduating class type thing. And I think you're gonna lead the pack, and I think you're gonna do very, very well, just from what I've seen. So welcome, man. It's good to have you.
Yeah, thanks, man. And I'm excited to, this is my first podcast. I mean, I've never really done podcasts before, so it's really new for me.
Yeah. And, I usually like to really just kind of just like talk shit, honestly. And usually I don't have questions prepared, but like I said, I have some questions for you prepared. So, if you would do us the honor, could you give us, 'cause I think you're an inspiration. So can you give us a little bit of background and kind of just like who you are, like where you're from?
Yeah, so I'm originally born in Paris. So I was born in Paris. That's why I'm French. It's where I live right now. But yeah, kind of lived all around the world, lived in the US, lived in Tunisia. Basically, my dad works at the World Bank, so we had to travel in a bunch of different countries. And yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of similar to anyone you really interview. Like, it's kind of just, you know, ever since a young age, I think I've been trying out different things. So, you know, earlier we've been talking about the fact that I've been blowing up on YouTube. Even just that, like, you know, I had four different channels in the past. I started ever since I was 15. So I had a Minecraft Let's Play channel, then like a commentary channel, basically basically I would like make fun of other videos. So that's where I get my humor from. And then like a horror story type of channel where I would try to make money off of that channel and try to outsource it to a voiceover artist and an editor. But basically all these channels were basically what people don't see when they see my channel, and they think like, oh, this guy just popped off, like he was extremely lucky. But like some people do say that, but some people also of course say, like, you know, of course his editing is good, and his humor in his videos is good, and he kind of popped off for a reason, because also he's giving out a lot of value. And I get that in a lot of my comments, that I'm extremely transparent, especially if you compare me to a bunch of people in the SMMA space, that like they really all have this one message of like, you have to hire a media buyer, you have to, you can easily close clients on $2,000 a month retainers, when it's really not that hard. And I really just have videos proving and just really showing, like, transparently how I run my agency, how I do my cold calls. And people just love it, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a little bit about myself and how I got started and built this channel.
Yeah. And I think it's going to do nothing but continue, just based off what I've seen, man. Like, so let me ask you. So with what you're doing now, cause you know, if anyone doesn't know, I mean, like, because there's now a ton of people trying to copy you, like everyone tries to do when there's someone that comes into the space or comes onto the scene. It's like, hey, I'm doing this new thing. This is exactly what I'm doing. Here's how I'm doing it. You're obviously going to get a ton of copycats. So tell us about, so, okay. So what did you do before? So you just dropped, so a couple months ago, I think April, right? You dropped out of college, out of university.
So yeah, dropped out of university. Once I basically realized that, what I was studying in university was basically communication science, which is like just doing a bunch of research on the science of communication. So just looking at a bunch of studies, and it was just like, what's the point of this? Like, what's the actual value of doing this? Because it's not something practical. We're not really like, I don't know. I was just thinking like, what's the point? And then I also, I'm also, like I said, entrepreneurial. So for me, dropping out was just kind of the only option, honestly. And then, yeah, kind of, the way I got into the agency world is just through YouTube. And I thought it was a great opportunity. Started out with e-commerce, an e-commerce agency, which kind of failed because I basically started running an ad for this pillowcase brand. Didn't work out at all. Basically realized that, maybe I should pivot to a local business, then tried running ads for a permanent makeup studio in Amsterdam. That went extremely well. And then, yeah, basically used the testimonials, used the proof to try and sign on more clients, and started shifting in the med spa space. And yeah, that's how I kind of built my agency and got to the point where it felt comfortable for me to drop out.
That's awesome. And that's what I think more people should do. Is have that exit plan. I didn't even think I was going to graduate university, college. My best friend had to talk me out of dropping out, like literally every quarter, every 3 4 months he would talk me out of dropping out. But I ended up needing, because I never showed up to class because I was like, all right, this is garbage. And at the time I was 20, 21, I was your age, and I was like, that was when, what year was this? 2018, 2019, when you could still make money with like AliExpress drop shipping and stuff like that. And I was doing that. And I remember just working 24/7, like trying to make something happen and like trying to make it work. Obviously, like it didn't work. But I never showed up to class because I was like, no, like this is way more important than learning about like sitting there solving finance math equations about how the bond market works. And obviously sometimes that's useful, but not with what I wanted to do. And I know that I wanted to run a business, and I know that I kind of knew that I was either going to eventually become a salesperson or I was eventually going to become, run my own business. And I knew that sales, and especially all the skills that I had developed with the things that I was doing, was just they were now I look at it and that was my training ground for everything that I do now. Right. You're sitting there studying like the old school, like info product sales letters to try to figure out how to integrate that with your, like how to integrate that copy with whatever product it is you're selling, or you're learning the Facebook Ads Manager and something like that. And it's like, I had like two classes left because I remember I had to retake them, and I ended up getting my old sales job. And my third month, I made like 15, 13, 15 grand or something like that. And I was like, why do I even need to finish this? So I had like 6 credits left, and it reminded me of the Drake song where he talks about dropping out. But I think that's a very natural process, but I think also most people go about it the wrong way because of a lot of the wishful identification that exists within this world, in this realm of marketing agencies, online business, e-commerce, all of the information and the way that it's pitched and presented has that underlying principle of you need to, you're not going to be successful unless you buy this program, unless you buy this product, right? And so for you to kind of come in, and a lot of people, they just kind of go all in. They're like, I bought this course, and then they realize that they don't have the fundamental understanding of the principles that are required in order to actually go and be successful in this business, because it's not just I can buy a course, download this information, copy that, and then copy and paste whatever this person does. And especially with a lot of the people who are now trying to copy you and what you do, they're not going to be able to replicate it in the same way, because what you're doing and the way you go about it and the way you present it is absolutely unique to you, and they can sit there and they can try all they want, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so my question to you is, like, you've had experience, like, especially like, so with YouTube, right? But that's, YouTube is on the other end. Like right now, what's your day-to-day look like? Are you running, you're just running the agency, you know, you're working on YouTube and everything that's kind of popping off right now simultaneously, or are you running, like, what is taking up more of your time right now?
Yeah, so
the agency or the...
Yeah, so it's definitely more YouTube than the agency. The agency now, I have basically a team. So I have someone, basically someone doing the calls, because the way we work with our agencies, like, we don't have a media buyer. Like, it's very different than most people think an agency should be run. First off, we're doing it for med spas, which is a niche, and it's like local, it's local. It's not like e-commerce. So it's like low barrier to get into like local businesses as an agency. Mm-hmm. And I definitely recommend for others to do that. But like, yeah, right now it's a lot of, I'm basically trying to build out videos for people, to get set up on the software that I use, which is High Level. And I'm, yeah, just basically making videos, helping them get set up. And then since I'm an affiliate, I'm just getting rewarded for me actually helping them, as opposed to, like, you know, selling an entire course, which is going to tell them to use like ClickFunnels, Zapier, all this different shit for their agency. And they have like that, all of these other costs that isn't even the cost of like the course, that's like separate from the cost of the course. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing with my channel.
Yeah.
And with my agency, yeah, it's really like, it's a very unique agency where we run the ads and we, have a team basically call up the leads and, guarantee those appointments for med spas. And that really makes a difference. And in my videos, I really preach that, like, you can't like just expect to get a client and charge them $2,000 a month with no guarantee.
Yeah.
Or like just hire a media buyer and he'll do everything. Like, that doesn't work anymore. Or, you know, I don't even know if it works.
I don't think that ever worked. Yeah.
But like, that's what everyone right now, still right now, people are saying, like, you should hire a media buyer. Like, it's crazy. It's literally crazy. Like, they have such an agenda to sell their own programs that they literally bend reality, and it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially like when you, usually a lot of the times these platforms, I haven't even explored like this, like hire a media buyer, because I was always of the school of thought that like you need, so like
you need, before hiring anyone, you should really, you should know every single thing about everything.
You have like, to, you have to.
It just blows my mind. Yeah.
There's no other way to do it. And it's like a lot of, there's two sides to the coin that you really have to learn, right? Like, and you have to learn not only, and, you know, I'm very much sales oriented and I kind of had to learn the service delivery, but I know that based on what I knew about sales and all the things that, like, literally it doesn't matter what I'm selling, same process, right? I knew that literally if I do X, Y, and Z, I can make X amount. Like, I know what the end result is. So I know that I'm always going to, like, regardless if I wanted to start an SMMA agency right now and compete with everybody else in the space, I would crush because of the fundamental underlying principles that I know. And a lot of the information that exists, and what I think you're specifically doing a great job of doing, is showing people exactly how to, this is what you need to understand. It's not about sending cold looms. It's not about, like, yes, that is a strategy. That's a hack. That is a tactic that people can use. It is not the end all be all. Like, I used to play lacrosse when I was in high school, and we always used to say it's the wizard, not the wand, because people would complain if they miss a shot or something like that. It's the stick that's messing up, but it's really them. It's them that's off, right? Even though it's their stick, they play with it all the time. Oh, it's my stick. It's messed up. And everyone likes to make excuses. But when you sit there and you try to find these hacks or tactics or like little tricks to optimize things or make things a little bit better, or you are genuinely fed this information and almost brainwashed in a sense that these are the real things that are making these people successful. You actually don't understand the real reason why. And I think that's the issue with the industry, because there is a not only a control on the narrative that exists, but there's also a lot of hidden agendas that people usually don't realize, especially impressionable kids who are unsure of, like, you know, they're spending, like, they've saved up on, you know, five months of working at a restaurant. They've saved up $1,500 and they think this is going to be their thing.
Yeah.
So I think you're doing a really good job of that. And there's two parts, especially like in this game. It's like, you need to understand how to go out and acquire clients. You have to understand how to actually do the acquisition side. But then the service delivery, like, you can go out and get all the clients you want. It doesn't mean shit if you're burning clients left and right. It doesn't mean shit if you can't go in and generate a positive ROI. Like, you're not going to last very long. And most people don't understand.
It goes hand in hand, because once you know the service delivery, like, you really know what your client needs, and you can say, this is what you need. Like, this is the SMS workflow you need. This is the type of ad we're going to run, and it has worked in the past because it's worked for this person.
Yeah.
And we've tried it and we've tested it. And like, then sales becomes so much easier, because it's literally like, you don't have to use this special trick of like the special, like, psychological trick of like, I don't know, like, what sales tactics are there? Like,
I kind of meant was like more, like, oh, this one, I wrote this ad in this one way, or like, this is how you hide. This is how you send your outreach or something that. That's all bullshit. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, they, you know, a bunch of people, especially from my channel, the biggest feedback I get is like, I tried your script and it worked amazing.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, you're going to try my script, but then like, you're not going to keep the client. Like, that's it, you know, that's the end of it. Like, once you really learn the service delivery, then you can know how to speak to your ideal client. And then the sales aspect just becomes so much easier.
Yeah. And I found this is something I wanted to dive in with you is, dude, your sales process is very interesting to me. And especially like, because now you've outsourced, I don't know how long you were doing cold calling or like outbound yourself for, right? But I'm sure you developed a ton of experience of exactly how it works, because you're actually sitting there and putting in the work. And I think if anybody is like, and I think this is something I've spoken about quite recently, actually, with some of my friends and some of the bigger guys in the space, is a lot of people rely on these things that they're saying, like sending cold looms and this outreach strategy, this template, this email script, whatever it is. And they actually just are ending up, or this software, like a Lendlist or a Mailshake or something like that. And they're relying on that as a crutch versus actually making it real, picking up the phone or trying to do as much as they possibly can to actually generate business. And most people are going to sit there and it's a cop out because they're just too full of fear and they're too scared. And you've learned a lot. And like I said, the first video that I saw from you was you doing cold calling. I thought your strategy was very interesting. And I thought that in terms of where you're at and like how recent you've gotten into it, you're very good. Mm. But I would do so much stuff differently compared to not on maybe the front end of your sales process, but I watched that long form video and like, I was
where I do the actual sales call itself.
Yeah. And I was listening and I thought it was, good, but
it wasn't that good. Honestly,
I thought it was good for where you're at.
Yeah.
There's stuff that you're just going to pick up in the game. Like when someone says, okay, well, yeah, can you send me over the contract so I can take a look at it? And it's like, I think the line you said, yeah, well, I don't want to waste your time, when in reality, she was, I don't know if you closed that deal, but she was ready to go. And it's like, hey, okay, cool. I'll send it over to your email. Now we can walk through it together and I'll be able to answer any questions you may have. Right.
Yeah.
Bam. Okay. Now you're walking through the contract with her. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. So then you're answering her questions. Then you're going a step further. You're going a step further, going a step further as to, okay, cool. So when are you looking to, like, so when did you say you were looking to get started on doing this? Bam. Okay, cool. So wouldn't you rather start doing this sooner than later? Like, what's going, like, little stuff like that. Like, and always, and this is something I learned from my mentor back in the day when I was still working in corporate, was always push the conversation as far as it can possibly go, whether it's on that front end pitch of the call or whether it's actually on the sales call. Because if you're able to do that, not only are you're getting through that, you know, Jordan Belfort always talks about it all the time, that straight line of the process, you're walking them down the path, but also you are creating authority and also telling them the truth. Like a lot of the time, and that other call that you put in there, and the girl was like, oh, well, you know, I'll call you back in 2 months. Like,
yeah,
I would have leveled with her and be like, she was, and a lot of the time it has to do with matching the personality of the person that you're talking to. And she's like, oh, well, I don't want to bullshit with you. And I know you curse in your videos. I'm not sure if you curse on sales calls and stuff, but it's like, look, I don't want to bullshit you either. So level with me here. Like, it sounds like you can't afford not to do this. Right. And like changing the framing of that conversation. Look, you can call me back in 2 months, but what's going to happen? And it's like little stuff and like that of like always pushing it as far as it can go, because the real reason she's saying I'm calling you back in 2 months is either she can't afford it or she's not 100% sure based on the presentation if it's going to work or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, sure. And so like you're starting out in your process, and it's like, always remember that like the worst case scenario is they say no. I've literally had deals that I've, you know, with on the agency side of things. Like I remember months ago, it was like a 3 month follow-up process. And then I finally got on the phone and they were like, you know, oh, well, this agency told me this and this guy told me this. And I was like, they're literally lying to you. Like what, why are they doing? And like, really just because you are an expert at this point, you know how to get results. And it's like, when you can get into that mode of taking everything as hard as humanly possible and going is pushing it down that path, then I think your close rate is going to skyrocket and you're going to scale to the stratosphere.
Yeah.
That's just, sure. That's just my like, you know, unsolicited advice, my honest opinion, but that's what I saw. And I was like sitting there, I was like, damn, I was like, when he learns like the next level deeper stuff, he's going to just smoke everybody. No competition.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely not the best salesperson, but I totally agree with the thing you say. Like, definitely in the close, like I could definitely do it better with like the contract, because it's true. Like some people, after I'm like, okay, I'll send you the contract, and then I try and reach back out to them, like it's just completely dead.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I'm definitely like not how do you call it, like versatile in if they bring up like a specific objection. Like I'm not good at basically objection handling. I'm good at like presenting what I know how to do, because like I'm such an expert at like presenting it. But then like, yeah, when it comes to the close and like handling objections, I mean, that's really kind of a struggle.
Well, Thomas, I don't think it's that you're not good at it. I think that you know that, but
I just haven't really put in the effort.
You haven't like made the, and this is just, you know, me being me, but it's like, I feel like, you know, what adjustments you need to make, but it's like, okay, you're kind of like, a lot of the times, especially like when it's your own business and when you are like really hunting for deals and when you really want deals, it's like, all right, I don't want to do anything to kill this. When in reality, going there and making the situation like not uncomfortable, but like getting to the uncomfortable questions and being like, yo, like, you know, really getting the understanding and actually like telling them the truth of like why they need your service is going to do a lot more for you in that situation. And because it's like a lot of the time, like with any of your, like your processes, right? Like, you know, that if you're doing email outreach, if you're getting opens, right? That means your subject line's good, but the content sucks if no one's responding, right? Or there's no reason why they should respond. It's like, you know that if in your sales process for what you're doing for your clients, this works, this voice note works, this follow-up works, this works, where are we losing them? And so the entire game is just a series of micro adjustments that exist. And it's like, okay, well, I can get better at this. What am I doing well? What am I doing not so well? What do I think I can improve on? And then just refining that. And then you look up one day and you're making 50 G's a month, 75 grand a month, 100K a month. Like it's,
yeah.
But it's also like, you've been in the game for 6 months. It's totally normal. And I think you're doing a great job, dude. And
Yeah, thanks. And it's definitely gonna improve. I mean, sales is something that I want to outsource, because I know some people are like more experienced than me in selling, and I know that, I have an offer right now where it's they pay after I get the results. Like, there's no reason they should say no, yet I still get some people who have to think about it. And like, I definitely agree. Like, I really have to like sit down one day and think, like, why do I have to think about it? Like, what did I do wrong? And then like try and help them make that decision like on the call, because that's definitely something that like that's definitely one of my weak points for sure right now.
The biggest thing, next sales call that you're on, if you have any today or tomorrow, and they say, I need to think about it, ask them why.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, or like, look, like, okay, I understand you need to think about it. I would need to think about it too, because you're kind of giving up the reins, that you're letting loose on the reins of the business, and you're gonna let us kind of do our thing. But like, what exactly is holding you back from doing this? And really just ask them that question, because it's like, a lot of the times when people are selling, and the issue is like, especially in the SMMA space, it's like a bunch of people who have no clue what they're doing, and even the agency space, a bunch of people have no idea what they're doing. They're charging ludicrous amounts of money up front, and they can't actually not only generate a result, but it's like they don't even know how to sell. And then they complain
Yeah.
that they don't know what they're doing. A lot of the times, like, I always have to ask, I have to ask myself, it's like, I always go back and it's like, am I taking this as far as I possibly can? And if your answer is no, then you know what you need to do. But that's my unsolicited advice, because I thought your sales process was super interesting in terms of the way that you went about it, the way that you break everything down, and the time that you take with it. Personally, I think you could get the deals locked up in about 15 minutes and contracts signed on the phone with most of these people. But it's all about how you want to do things and how you're going to go about it. But I think you're doing a great job, bro.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
So let me ask you this. So in terms of what you're doing, like, on YouTube, I think, like I said, I think you're doing a great job. Now, it seems as if nowadays, and I kind of want your opinion on this, is like, what I see is just a lot of people trying to sell to the same market and trying to create similar content and dangle that carrot, that like literally dangle the carrot just so that they can sell a course or sell info. And like, I think there's a lack of, free or affordable, like really quality education that exists. And like, so my question is like, what's your play with YouTube? It's like, is it just for, bringing people over to a software? Like what's your vision, really?
Yeah, well, right now it's still like relatively small, but right now it's really just to create a community. So I have a Discord where basically have 300 agencies that I'm trying to show how they can really like leverage the most, or just leverage like appointment setters, and just basically have a different type of service delivery where they can, instead of guaranteeing like leads, they can guarantee like actual results for business and start charging way more for an actual service that like will get their clients to stay on forever. So that's really what I'm focused on. And in that Discord, I'm really just trying to get a bunch of agencies. Like, right now we have an agency making more than $300,000 a month in that Discord. So it just really shows you the power of like of YouTube and just reach in general. But like, yeah, it's really just trying right now, just build out the knowledge for other agencies and other niches. So for example, in the real estate niche, what would service delivery look like for them? Or in like, I don't know, the landscaping niche, or all these different niches, because it's like you can't really solve service delivery for an agency. Like, there's so many different variables for different niches. But it's like for local businesses and for info products. And so what we're doing is that we're helping them get set up on high level the software, and then basically get them to know how to use the different automations, the different follow-up strategies to follow up with the client's leads instead of the client doing that themselves. And so if they can do that, then they can charge way more. And it's just a, they just build a way more interesting agency, an agency that actually has something special. And instead of just a random, just a, like another commoditized agency, essentially, that says we can run your ads. Like, we want to get your agency to the point where you can say, we can guarantee you, just like I do with my agency, 15 to 20 prepaid booked appointments, or you don't pay. Like, that's the ultimate, that's where you can start monopolizing a niche. And then your outreach becomes so much easier. And it's just really like, all these years, these other YouTubers have been promoting outreach, when it's like, no, like, go back to the drawing board, like, figure out your offer.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, you can start with outreach, and it's going to be way easier, because so many people struggle with like sending emails, doing cold calls, getting ignored. And it's like, they give up. And, you know, we know why they give up. It's because they place such an importance on outreach, which is important, but like, you know, it's not as important as service delivery at the end of the day, because once you have a client, like, you need to keep that client. And the best client acquisition is getting your client to stay, honestly.
Yeah.
Once you have a new client, like, if you can get them to stay for life, then, you know, if you get one client every new month, like, in 6 months, like, you're making a lot of money. So yeah, it's really all about service delivery. And I think that's really what I want to focus my channel on, and the Discord on, and anything I think I'll focus on is always going to be about service delivery, because I think it's we're in such a crucial moment right now where agencies really need to hear it.
Yeah. And, you know, that brings me to a great point, is not only I think is it service delivery, but also people are so, and especially the people who watch the stuff like this, everyone is looking for a biz op, right? They're looking for one of the, like, whether it's dropshipping, whether it's lead gen for MedSpot, they're looking for the biz op. And I think where the disconnect is they're not actually taught how to think. Or you can't really teach people how to think. Like, you can lead a horse to water, you can't force it to drink, right? But you can teach people the framework of how to solve problems and how to create their own offers and things like that. But a lot of the time it falls on deaf ears, because they're looking for the exact step-by-step process. And then you end up kind of burning this, like, yeah, it'll work, but not to the same level of efficacy that it did before, because now you have 10, 20, 100,000 people with, you know, 20 to 100,000 followers in terms of reach every single time, reposting and creating this. And, like, I remember there was an email subject line that came across, and my buddy Andre, his lead gen agency, it was a quick question, first name, and everyone ran with it. And then somebody got a screenshot back of their entire email inbox filled with quick question, whatever the guy, John, whatever the guy's name was. And I think, like, at the end of the day, like, it can't, there has to be some, and I think you're doing a good job of it, but there's a way that's like retraining and kind of reprogramming the way that people think about the problems. And I think you have a very strong ability to do that. And your level, like I was telling you when we jumped on off camera, like, your level of maturity in the way that you present that, I think, is going to propel you to, like, what's an analogy I can use? I think you're going to do very well.
Yeah.
So, and like,
I definitely agree. I think I'm super excited to see, because I mean, it clearly resonates with people, like,
absolutely,
that, you know, they kind of need to wake up and realize, like, all of these other YouTubers have an agenda, which is to try and sell their courses. And you even have, for example, a big YouTuber, which has, like, I think, like, 600,000 followers on TikTok and like 60,000 on YouTube. Like, recently stuff started coming out about him saying that he was charging different amounts for different people joining his course. So he was charging like 4,000 for someone and then like 2,000 for someone else. And I took this guy's course like last year, and, you know, it's just like, you know, that this guy, especially because he's still teaching how to start an e-commerce agency, you know, that this guy is, it's pretty much over for him. And I can also see how with other gurus right now, it's going to be a hard time for them.
Yeah, it's and I'm already seeing it across the space because people are it's and me and Daniel were talking about this, and we were talking about how every 9 months or 8 months there's a new thing, there's a new angle, there's a new spin on something, and it's a new biz op, it's a new way to it's start a seven-figure SMMA agency, it's we help brands scale to 17 figures and beyond using paid traffic or using rolling hamster wheels down the side of the street, like whatever new thing it is. And I think where the shift is going to occur is with guys like you. And I actually just recently started YouTube, just because I think there's a lack of quality, high level information by like genuine experts in a space. Like you have like Hormozy, which is like the godfather of he's become like the godfather of everything. You have those guys, but especially like the younger guys who aren't in it per se to create something with a hidden, wishful identification, hidden agenda underneath to really just go info, just straight info product. So the shift I think is going to occur where people realize that it's just another the matrix is starting. People are starting to see through the matrix and that, okay, this guy is saying this, and then, oh, he's saying this, and okay, that's bullshit. And then there's going to be guys like you who are actually putting quality stuff out there, actually getting people results, undeniable receipts. It's, and I think it's going to hopefully be a beautiful transition over the next couple of years in the industry. And I think you're, like I said, you're going to be very, very successful at it, my friend.
Thanks. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how it really plays out, and I'm excited to get rewarded for it.
Absolutely, man. Dude, I want to get you on Twitter. You gotta get on the side of Twitter, man. It's an interesting place, for
I mean,
sure.
I created a Twitter account like as soon as you reposted my video. Now I have Twitter and have around 250 followers. I don't really tweet that much, but
What happens when I put this podcast out.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thomas, I appreciate you taking the time. So let's do this. So let's plug your YouTube. I'll put your YouTube in the description. You doing anything on Instagram, or you want me to put that in, your Discord link and everything like that? I can throw that
Yeah,
in. You said
no,
it's free, right?
you can just plug in my YouTube and people can watch all of what they've heard about today in this podcast and like figure out what I'm doing with themselves. And yeah, I mean, that's enough. Yeah, it's really all I have to promote.
Yeah, and you're at a very interesting start of this journey, and I think people are used to hearing from guys who are a lot further ahead. And I think it's important that people learn from others who are, one or two steps or three steps ahead of them versus, 10 to 50 times. You can't really learn much from a guy. I can't really learn much from a guy who's doing 150 million a year or something like that, right? But I can learn from guys who are doing, one, two, three. And I think that's important, and I think what you're doing is a great resource. So definitely go check that out. Dude, I want to get you on hopefully in like 3 to 6 months from now when everything is wildly different, because usually the trajectory of what I've seen happen just in my own personal life is like 3 to 6 months, everything is completely different, and you're gonna make tons of money and you're gonna be a lot more successful than you currently are. And it's going to be beautiful to see. And I want to kind of hopefully see how things have changed in terms of mindset and everything else that you're doing. So hopefully we can work that out soon, man.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely want to do that.
But Thomas, I appreciate having you coming on here.
Yeah, no
Everyone go
problem.
check his stuff
My
out.
pleasure.
And I know you got some things to do, so we'll wrap it and let you go, dude.
Yep. All
Appreciate you,
right.
man. Take care.
Yep. Peace.
Peace.